Welcome to the NARS Jam Session Podcast.
But before we get into it, NARS is a new way to fund extreme athletes, a community of action sports enthusiasts who have formed a NOUNS sub-DAO to rethink and redefine how extreme sports athletes get sponsored. NARS are NFTs on the Ethereum blockchain based on the NOUNS open source protocol, CC0 artwork, and are stored fully on chain with no external dependencies. Each NAR gets you a DAO vote, and memberships are available at auction, one NAR less often forever. You can check out our live auctions at NARS.WTF, that is GNARS.WTF.
In this episode, Ginger and Tonic share with us their Nounish Christmas song and also talk about their career as a singing group. Seneca also talks about the Nounish holiday prop for 30 cities. We also talk to Marie about her proposal and the successful NARSOS proposal.
That is all.
GM.
Happy holiday ride, GM, you all.
So we're still waiting for our musical guest to arrive, so we'll just continue to go through some of the stuff.
Becca's here.
Yay.
Oh, there she is.
What's up, Becca?
Hi.
What's up?
How are you going? I'm here in Tonic. Say hi.
Hello.
Would you like us to sing our song for you?
Yes. So if I can just ask you, though, a logistical question, how long is the song? Because I want to make sure we don't ever have to cut you off from singing. So
it's about 30 seconds long.
I think we'll be good then. Take it away. Please take it away.
Hey, we are ready, Ginger
okay.
and Tonic.
Let's do it. I'm going to sing for you. This is our Now Nishma's Carol. Okay.
Amazing.
We wish you a Nounish Christmas.
As we understand, you guys are performing live from a filming, right? You're actually filming this right now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's right. So we just filmed this morning and literally finished like 2 seconds ago and jumped
amazing.
On to speak with
you. Well, we're really, really excited that you guys could join us. It's amazing. Can you tell us briefly about the Prop House round for anyone who wasn't aware of your Prop House prop and your win?
Yeah, for sure. So I was, I really wanted to propose on Prop House, learning how to use it and sort of how it all works. And I thought, well, you know, as the Prop House Prince says, find your niche, find what you're good at. And I, the beautiful girls in Ginger and Tonic, and I thought, what would be a song for Nouns? And then I thought, at the time of year, a Christmas song for Nouns would be even cuter. So we put that together and chatted with the girls and Jane Richmond, which is amazing. Yeah, then put that up as a proposal, and we're very fortunate to get passed. Here we are.
That's amazing. Well, we're super glad that you won, and obviously you've executed quite quickly, so we can't wait to see the video, and we're really awesomely glad that we got to see an early take on it.
Thank you so much for having us. We can't wait to share it with you all.
Yes,
amazing.
I feel like I'm so excited and like just want you to sing all night. Like, I feel like I would be the most annoying friend ever. I'd be like, can you guys hear another one? We're back here all together. We would love to hear more songs. I would hate to.
It is possible they might have had to get going because they were just finishing filming. So it's possible they have to get going. But if Becco, you are able to join us up here, we'd love to talk to you a little bit more about what you're doing. But in the meantime, Woody, can you give a quick description of what Nomo is and what people can do if they're here on Nomo.WTF looking at this banana right now?
Yeah, so if you want to be just like me, I minted Nomo number 3. Didn't get number 1 today. But Nomos are essentially a game that we play, and you can mint your Nomo to support the TNS show. So every Nomo that gets minted, the proceeds go to the Noun Square so we can continue to do what we do. And also, to introduce a little bit of FOMO into Nomo, the price actually increases 0.001 every 10 or 15 minutes. So get it now while it's hot, or if you change your mind later, you're going to have to pay more. So go ahead and mint your Nomos, and thank you guys all for supporting the show.
Awesome. And as we've mentioned on previous shows, there's some interesting games and some open editions that are going to be available only to Nomo holders. So some utility in the mix as well as just helping us with what we're doing here. So I see Becco's back. Welcome back.
Oh, hey, thanks. Yeah, I'm here.
Amazing. Aptoshi, should we maybe ask a little bit about the history of Gin and Tonic? I'm interested in that.
Yes, I'm dying to know. I know that you guys said the 12 years ago video might have been different people. Like, when did you guys specifically all meet? Like, when was that shiny magic moment?
Yeah, so Jane started this tour actually, over a decade ago. And then I think the lineup as it is right now, we've been together for like 4 or 5 years, 5 or 6 years. I don't know. The girls are like, give me different. COVID lockdown. I know there's a couple of years. But we have, the four of us have an album on Spotify called Come and Get It. So it's Gruntonic, Come and Get It. So that's the four of us singing on that album. But yeah, so we've done lots of festivals together. And we've done the album and we do private parties of things, but mostly we just love singing together.
I mean, 6 years is a long time. I feel like I don't have like anyone I could think of that from 6 years ago that I'm close to. So you guys having to be able to not only get to like know each other, but then sing together and be in harmonies. Have you guys always been like the perfect harmony together, or do like one of you love being soprano more than the other? Like, how does that work?
Match. Yeah, right. So we have sort of music theater background, and Jane is our musical director, and she does our arrangements, and we do all have our own parts that stick to. Steph, say hello, Steph. She's eating. Steph is our soprano one, then Jane is soprano two, I'm alto one, and Burzy our alto two. But I do get other people's parts stuck in it, so I think Jane can definitely sing all of our parts.
That is amazing. Do you guys like perform live for anybody anywhere? Like, where do you like?
Yeah, we're predominantly a live act, so we we've done lots of festivals, cabaret festival, comedy festival. We're a bit of a comedy a cappella group, so we do like a lot of parodies and original songs as well. So we do lots of live perform stuff. Yeah,
I love that you guys are like a parody group as well too. That would be so funny. There's like such great performance to take from like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and things like that. I feel like it would be hilarious to do live.
Yeah, for sure. Like probably the first few shows I did were comedy festival shows. So we did Melbourne Comedy Festival, and we've done sort of fringe festival things as well. So the comedy stuff, it's really fun for us.
I love that. And like, you guys are obviously Nownish just in general by everything that you've already shown us yourselves too, but you guys are literally on the Nownish team, correct, too? Like, is that right?
Yeah, I am. So I'm on the Nownish, the gals too. Two nouns, and it's been a bit of an education. Burz is just still trying to work out how to say Ethereum.
we're getting there.
So, if it's gonna be, baby steps.
You know it's going to happen. Exactly.
How did you guys have the idea for the prop house? I'm curious about.
Oh, it was, I just came up with it because of truly being inspired by the idea that like we should be thinking about what we can do as individuals, like what am I good at? What could I bring to nouns? And that being the thing that I do outside of work, you know, that's my area of skills. And also, I'm a writer. So it made sense for that to be something that I would forward as a prop.
I love that when we were first speaking about having you come on the show, and you mentioned how you were talking to Goldie about the prop house round, and he was like, just go to TNS YouTube and watch a bunch of video, understand what prop house is. And that was really nice to hear.
Yeah, for sure. I watched your interview. I've watched like the three interviews that are there with Prop House Prince, and I think there's another one with, I've forgotten who else I've watched.
Utah?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've watched them all.
Did you see the new prop house round that just went live today, Davin?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Seneca. Seneca is here in the audience. Shout out to Seneca. He has put out a new prop house round that is, you know, to do something nounish this Christmas period. And I think being able to organize 30 cities across the world in 1 week, I'm excited to see how it's going to go. It's a very, very wonderful experiment. So it's exciting to see.
How many cities can Nouns South Africa for this?
That's a very good question.
At least five. I think you guys can do at least five.
Yeah, at least five. I think East Africa is easy. That's the stretch. Like, at least East Africa, I would say.
We have Seneca up here with the Santa hat. Santa, Seneca, what is going on with these awesome holiday Nounish awesome collabs and contests?
Hey, everybody. Yeah, and so the Nounish holiday, while I sort of put it up, it's really the Nouns community funding it and putting it forth. What it is given that we're about to end the year, I thought it would be to see if we could coordinate Nounish holiday charitable events across the world. I thought, hey, let's try to do like 5 to 10 cities. So everybody pick a city. And then if you win, you get to execute whatever event or deed that you want to do in your city. But then I thought, hey, once I put out that tweet and got all responses, I thought, hey, you know, let's try to go bigger. And so now we're doing 30 cities. So the idea there is simply to have folks propose their city and what they would do in their city for 0.5 ETH. As would be, of course, a charitable nounish effort, deed. It can be a cleanup. It can be clothing the homeless. Whatever you feel like is nounish and you could do in your city, you propose that. 30 get funded. And ideally, by the end, we have all these events executed around the world, 30 cities. I think if the Nounish folks help us out a bit, we can make a really great video. And yeah, I think it's a nice way to end the year for all the things that have happened within Noun this 2022, and a great way to kick off the next year.
Oh my gosh, and like 30 cities is massive. Like, that would be huge.
I don't know if we'll make it. Like, I'm kind of nervous, but
I think it can 100% happen. And I think seeing that all happen at one time is, again, just like another display of how Nouns really shines when it comes to, I think, these public services and public goods. I think that people can very easily think of a city that they could go feed someone in or volunteer in for the holiday season too. I think it's really selfless and really, really awesome. So I really look forward to that. How would people specifically get involved? This is a prop house, like actual house, correct?
Yeah, it's around the Nouns house. So if you go to prop.house/nouns, you'll see it there called Nounish Holidays in 30 Cities. If you read the description, it's pretty straightforward. All you have to do is propose your city and what you'd be doing in your city. The ward 0.5 ETH, which is about, I don't know what the prices are at today, but around 600 USD, which I could go a long way used correctly. And there's also a Discord that you'll find in the description as well, where lending some support for you to coordinate with others. For example, I think it's Chicago, where there's three Nounish folks that live there, and they all wanted to do Chicago, so they're sort of doing the whole thing together, which is pretty cool. And it just goes to what you just said, Toshi. I think this highlights the power that doing this through, I mean, I think you could only do crypto. Like, imagine trying to send this amount of money to 30 people you really don't know personally across the world in 5 days, which is the idea. The whole thing has to be done within 7 days. Or, yeah, 5 days of proposing, 2 days of... So I think it does highlight the power of what we're doing here. And you could just imagine that if it works, next year, who knows, 100, 200, and that would just
That'd be awesome.
That, right? So, yeah. To get involved in the prop.house. I think this is a great opportunity to get folks who aren't necessarily crypto native to get involved. It's super easy. All I have to do is write a title, a description, and that's pretty much it. I think we have a real opportunity, although small, but a real opportunity to showcase what crypto in general really stands for. I'm sure everybody's heard currently crypto's looked upon as speculators, the gamblers and whatnot. And so this sort of thing, I think, paves way to what your mom, dad, friend across the country, across the world could participate in, and just give them a taste of what crypto stands for, what Noun stands for. And yeah, it's a nice way to wrap up the year for anybody.
And Seneca, thank you for highlighting that piece of crypto, which I also believe, like, in the broader sense, is like the main takeaway for the whole thing. The fact that, like, if I went to a bank and tried to send 30 transactions in one day, like, the only thing I would be is flagged. Like, I wouldn't be, you know, a hero sending out these funds and stuff too. So crypto does make this all possible. It takes all the weirdness out and lets us do good with our good intentions, and it just be seamless. So those wire transfers versus us just like sending out a MetaMask and being able to affect change is why crypto, well, is one of the reasons why crypto is just incredible and has changed my life personally. And I know is able to change so many lives through the Nouns and this movement of public service that has been happening within it. So thank you so much, Seneca, also for coming up here and like talking and sharing this with us. I can't wait to see what cities submit to this prop house. It's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, of course. Thanks to you guys. This is amazing. I should be here more often. It's really fun.
Welcome back anytime. Well, and by the way, Tasha, we're getting close to the halfway mark, so we should be getting ready to pass over the baton to our friends from NARS here shortly.
I was going to say that. I wasn't going to like pester Becco and Squad at Ginger and Tonic for a final closeout song, but if you guys are there and like wanting to sing for us one more holiday special, that would just be so amazing.
Oh, I'm here, and two of the girls are here, but one of them had to get off to go to work. So we're only three parts now, which is not going to work so well.
Well,
the video will be out soon, so as much as you like.
Becco, Ginger and Tonic, thank you so much. You guys need your whole own show, so we just like hear your beautiful voices the whole time. And then right now, because we have this awesome duo space. We are going to be switching some gears here into the NARS jam session, which I can't even believe I haven't attended a ton of these. So I will be hanging out here in the background, but I will just like interrupt you guys. If I'm excited, I might just like yell or say yay and unmute for that. So, but I will let you guys take over now.
Everyone, welcome to the NARS jam sessions. We're here with the last show every Thursday, 8 p.m. EST. So she's really chill. Since we're the last show, Toddy is not kicking us out of the house. We can have a good time and just chat, and you know, it's exciting. Jam is here, maybe just to give you an idea of what is on the agenda here. Let me just pull it up. We are going to just have, of course, Gami is going to give us an alpha drop about something. He didn't say what exactly. And we'll jump into a NARS news update after that. And we shall go through some proposals and some proposal ideas. I see Mari is here and she's back in the proposal ideas section. I want her to talk about her proposal as an athlete. That should be interesting. Gami, let's go to you first because this alpha drop is heavy. I need to just mute my mic and just let the community know what's happening, what's going on, what's NARS cooking, what's Gami cooking in the kitchen.
First of all, like, I've probably been a bit distant in the last few days because I've been going deep on a new proposal. I think I mentioned it on last week's space. It looks like we've got a big prop coming from NARS to Nouns that's going to be a video NFT that you'll be able to free mint open edition until the voting closes. So I'm preparing that at the moment, having a heap of fun with it. And there's just so much awesome content that's come out of NARS to be able to use for it. So, yeah, big shout-outs to everyone that's made that a possibility. Bit of insight into, like, the sort of impact we've had with the first 69 ETH that we got from NARS. We're in the, like, 3 to 3.5 million view range across all the content that we've put out. If you look at what we could achieve with 69 ETH, at the same time, be able to make ourselves, you know, self-sustainable to a certain degree and be able to sort of get across these stepping stones to the future vision that we have. I think it's going to be a really attractive proposal that people enjoy. After NFT Fest recently, there's been insane response. I think we had almost a 10% growth in holders of NARS NFTs since the event. Thanks, everyone.
So Gami has talked about Shred the Nouns. Going to be interesting as it rolls out. And right now, the proposals that it has been active, it just closed a few hours ago, was NARS Sauce. I don't know, Satoru, you have something for us this week? What's been going on?
Yeah, so if you want to check out NARS 10, just dropped. So if you just go to gnarly.news, you can find the latest edition there. So we also had Pinpusher. Brett down there was in Art Basel in Miami, and he painted this mural with the Locals Only, which is the short animation that we sponsored for probably last month. Time flies now. but yeah, check that out because that's got some NARS featured on there. It's pretty cool. And then you can also check out Maddie's, some gnarly rugs with the Noun 189 head. I guess we also, Noun, what's today's number? 537. So Noun 189 and Noun 537 head. Those are pretty cool. So I don't know what he's doing with that, but it sounds like he's got something. And that's pretty much all we had for this week.
Okay, so moving forward, let me look through here some ideas. Maddie, please, I wanted to talk to you. You have a very interesting proposal that I think we can talk about. I mean, one pass, that one has been successful. A lot of good stuff has been coming, but there's another one that, you know, to sponsor you as an athlete. Maybe you can talk about yourself, what you do.
Can you hear me? Sorry, my connection is really bad. So, yeah, I got the prop VMAO voted, yes, and they are already, we are like now 5 p.m. and they're excited, like we got, I'm not sure if I'm losing, if you guys can hear me, because it keeps showing me that I'm losing connection, opportunity to experience a total different world, you know, financial world, and all
nice.
And NARS do like a lot with the with TPM. They have like a few pro athletes there. It was founded by a pro ex-pro athlete. Although I fly and I work with surf forecast, and by the way, I love my job. I love the DAO that, and I'm completely involved with NARS and all the Noun world now, and we believe that on DAOs. So like our dream make Surf Guru become a DAO too. But anyway, meanwhile, I work in a regular company.
Thank you so much for that. I think we're really coming around to the end of the show. Okay, cool. Do we have any other questions from the audience before I hand this over back to the 9 o'clock team?
I don't want to connect my wallet to him ever, like, no matter what. Like, so it's like, how do you interact with this kind of governance or voting, whatnot? Like, you don't want to, like, any wallet, like, except, like, a wallet with nothing.
Yeah, just do that. Get a hot wallet and use that.
But, like, for governance, you have to hold it.
You can delegate your votes.
You can delegate to an empty
like,
hot wallet.
Another wallet. Is that what you guys do? You delegate your wallet. Okay. People who use governance tokens delegate it. What platforms to delegate?
A lot of people will put their tokens in a hardware wallet, for example, if it's Noun or what have you, and then delegate that token's governance rights to a hot wallet that they're not worried about the contents of that wallet.
What platforms to delegate?
Well, usually they're native, right? There are third-party delegation services. I think delegate.cash might be one of them. I don't quote me on that, but many protocols have it built in, like Nouns, for example, has it built in. Little Nouns has it built in. I don't want to speak out of turn, but does NARS have it built in as well, Ben?
Well, yeah, that's
kind of... I think Snapshot has it.
Yeah, we have it built in, but currently within the Snapshot delegation, because we're still off-chain voting.
So what I'm inquiring is, Sam Ellis contest is part Nounish Cartoon Society of Nounish Cartoon, and we get some NARS vote. So I'm like, okay, my NARS. I'm wondering what the most safe practice to use my NARS votes would be. Like, I have NARS, and I can vote with coming cartoon.
Yeah, you can delegate them if you'd like to. We can chat about that after I can some pointers.
I was like,
must be a safe way that's doing this, you know, because no one's just exposing their wallet with a token to some sort of, you know, voting system.
You could take a picture of all your NARS and put it in an envelope, buy some stamps from stamps.com and mail a letter, P.O. Box, Sam Ellis, Man of Missile, and he will process your votes post-haste.
That's what I've literally been doing that.
I personally have like a wallet for NARS and NARS only. And well, there's a few other gnarly things in there, skateboards and stuff from other things, but it's mostly just holding NARS. All it does is connects to NARS.wtf to bid, thief, and then to Snapshot to vote on the NARS proposals, now
trusted
to websites. Federation
trust,
as well.
Trust this, trust people. If you trust they're like, if you trust this contract, trust this interaction, you gotta trust. It's a trust.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you can also just read
in the first place, you gotta connect anyway. Yeah, I just trust Snapshot and Federation. I trust all three of these websites, basically.
You can also just read the types of permissions that it's asking of your wallet, too. It's a good habit to get into. And so long as you're not setting approval for any tokens, you can't lose any tokens. So that's just a good...
Yeah, like that first, like the concept of like just don't connect to anything, that's a good like rule of thumb for people who can't read the transactions or, you know, you're not quite sure what you are signing or using a wallet that doesn't show you exactly what you're looking at.
Okay, Ben, I thought you were going to say it's a good rule of thumb for people who don't read.
Wait, hold on. The main problems I've always had at like 4 in the morning or like when I'm waking up, every single time, like anyone I know is waking up, they're like, I woke up.
Don't wake up and immediately go to your wallet.
Yeah, I mean,
but
like,
that's
I guess
what we do. I don't know. I wake up with my house. Right to my wallet.
Yeah, I guess you just don't connect for things for breakfast. Like, it's usually when people get scammed by like a fake Twitter account that says, hey, NARS DAO's just doing a secret mint today. And they're like, holy shit, I didn't hear about it. And just go and mint it real quick. And then you've connected your wallet. And then you didn't check the transaction because you're in a rush. Like, there's a lot of barriers there that it's usually the human error that gets passed. You know,
try coffee or FOMO in the morning. That is a lot safer. Get yourself some Nouns coffee.
Yeah.
This is good. This is Nouns Jam Sessions every Thursday, 8 p.m. till late. I think we need to add that to our poster. Till late.
It's Friday midday for us, so it's like a mid-Friday. If you're still stuck at work in Australia, now's the time to leave. Mr. Boney, it's work's finished today, mate. It's time to go home.
He's in the shower.
Oh, man. Okay, I think we can close this out.
Thank you so much for listening to our NARS Jam Sessions podcast, where we talk about new and exciting news and stories about the extreme athletes and artists we have in NARS DAO. We invite you to our weekly TNS Soapbox that happens every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.